Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Rippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, tell me it's a game, 844-999 Ola, and we say Ola and welcome in listeners now at 98 Rock, California's rock station in Sacramento, California. Also Portland's classic rock 92.3 KGON, and our friends at 97.9 CPR Rocks in Biloxi, Mississippi. And if you have just joined us or missed the show, all the episodes are available of the Men's Room on radio.com, all 4 hours of this fine program. Now, in the meantime, we're playing the game as Big Dummy. And we've got Nathan on the line, and Nathan's just getting started here. Working on question number one.
And question number one for you, Nathan. What animal's name translates to the lizard in Spanish? Dinosaur, crocodile, or alligator?
Say that one more time.
What animal's name translates to the lizard in Spanish? Is it dinosaur, crocodile, or alligator?
I'm going to go with alligator.
Damn. Okay.
Nice.
That's another one
there.
And done. Man, this is a hell of a day on Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Ian, welcome to the show. Are you sober or not sober today?
Sober.
Sober, Ian. All right, buddy. Okay, Ian, based on that family that was found in isolation up there in the Netherlands, they were there for 9 years. Nobody even knew they were there. The inspiration for our Men's Room poll. Only 5 years for us, though. For 5 years, you need to live either with your ex, in a tent, back at home with your parents, or Flint, Michigan.
Ex and Flint are off the table, so I think I have to save my parents.
Gonna move in with your parents. Okay. Good old mom and dad. Mom cook pretty well?
Yeah, my mom does, yes.
Okay.
We got a pretty good comment that came in, and it says, I would live in a tent with my parents in Flint before my ex.
My biggest worry, I'd pick my mom. My parents, I was going to say, luckily, my parents are separated or divorced.
So that's an odd way to make that statement.
Yeah, luckily. I can live with my mom. My biggest worry is, honestly, she's such a good cook. I think I'd weigh 350 pounds again.
So that's what, can't live with your mom.
Right. I can't bring girls home. Might as well gain a bunch of weight.
You could bring girls home. But your mom would be like, Daddy, I hope you have sex tonight. Thanks for ruining it, Mom.
Right. Put in your earplugs.
Please. All right, here is your question. A Chuck, a Todd, or a Pete? What holds the bit in a drill?
Oh, it's been fun talking to you guys. That'd be a Chuck.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Another one and done. That's three in a row. I don't know if that's ever happened.
Was that did you say a Chuck Todd?
A Chuck, a Todd, or a Pete? Could you see where my head was as I was? Because I'm like, well, I got to come up with two other names. Yeah, Chuck Todd. Okay.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brett. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Good dog, bitches.
Hola.
Ready on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Just started working on Not Sober.
All right, Brett, welcome to the show. Okay.
Thanks.
Brett, for 5 years, you're going to either live with your ex in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan. What are you picking?
Are the in-laws allowed?
No.
No, it's your parents.
Okay, then in a tent.
In a tent.
Damn. That's a good question, by the way.
It is a fair question.
Like, could you move in with the ex's parents? Like, all right.
Yeah, I moved in with my ex's parents.
Right, not with her, just with the parents.
All right, here is your question. And what sport are the beaters in charge of batting away the bludgers?
Oh, Quidditch.
How would you know that?
Another one and done.
How would anyone know that?
I'm telling you, this is a record. That is 4-1 and done. I don't know if that's ever been done on the show.
And none of them seem that smart. Quidditch? I figure there's no way anyone's going to guess Quidditch.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jim.
Hola.
Hola. Jim, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team Not Sober.
All right, Jim. What are you doing over there? Having a beer?
Yep.
Okay, what are you drinking?
Just a little Bud Light.
Ah, nice, Bud Light. Okay. Mm-hmm. Men's room poll, this will be perfect for you. For 5 years, you live with your ex in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan?
Parents.
You're moving back in with mom and dad, huh? And you can see how happy you are about it.
Probably going to have to do that sooner or later anyway. I have to take care of them, right?
Well, maybe so. But when did you move out? How old were you?
First time, 18.
Okay. So you got out of there.
First time. What was the second time?
23.
Okay. All right, here's your question. Actor Bela Lugosi is most famous for portraying what character?
Dracula.
Another one and done. This is unbelievable.
One and done.
But didn't Bela Lugosi also, like Lon Chaney Jr., play a lot of different roles, or was it just that one?
If I remember this right, Bela Lugosi and Lon Chaney Jr. So Lon Chaney Jr., and I might have this wrong. Nerds, please correct me if need be. But I want to say he typically played the werewolf or the wolfman, and Bela Lugosi would play Dracula or a random vampire. They kind of stuck to it. Also, if I remember this right, Bela Lugosi, look, Halloween's coming up. So you turn on your TV, you hear the ads, come to Party City to buy your spooky, right? That same stupid voice all the time. Apparently, actor Bela Lugosi is about 1,000% responsible for that because he was like Romanian or something. There was something with his accent. So when he was trying to say this stuff in English, the best way for him to say it in a way for us to understand was to speak like this. So even though it is not spooky, to this day, as a result of this guy that simply did not speak English well, Party City now has the go-to voice every Halloween.
It's kind of weird.
That's a true thing, right? So he just, Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? So when he got his gig in, Conan the Barbarian, I want to say it's like the first quote-unquote legit movie that he did for American audiences. So like, look, man, we're going to keep your script real basic because no one can understand what you say when you just talk the way you talk. So he's created this voice that we use for everything. And Bela Lugosi is the other reason why you hear the spooky voices every Halloween, which Miles and I contend is not spooky. I'm just
saying. I will take the mozzarella sticks.
If a vampire, here's a vampire. The vampire's already scary, okay? You realize, oh my God, this thing is here. He's going to suck my blood. He's going to put me in a. And then he opens his mouth and, I am going to kill you. You would still giggle a little.
Yeah, but I mean, it's spooky just because I'm used to spooky sounding that way.
But it's not actually spooky.
Well, whose voice is?
Like James Earl Jones, right? He rolls in as a vampire like, I'm going to suck your neck. Things are bad, right? I'm here to suck your neck. I'm like, you're a weird drunk guy.
I don't think that's Dracula.
Game is big, dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hey, dog. That ain't Dracula in the room. That's Ash and Larry down the hall. Hello, Quentin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Quentin, sober, not sober.
Not sober.
Not sober, Quentin. All right.
Quentin.
For 5 years, you're either going to have to live with your ex in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan. What are you picking?
I'm going to choose tent.
You're going to live in a tent?
Man, my tent city is growing, man.
Yeah, people are going tents.
A lot of people. I dig it. I thought I'd be very alone in that.
It's intense.
It's like Circus Mouse. It's intense.
Wow. All right, here is your question. How many states were admitted to the Union during the 20th century?
Let's go 15.
I'll say 5.
Ted got it. 5.
Yeah.
5. I want to say, I know Hawaii and Alaska, but like, was it Arizona, New Mexico, and somebody
else? Maybe one of the Dakotas split off?
Maybe.
I don't know. No other states split off besides Virginia. I know that for a fact. It's probably something weird like Washington State. We're sitting right in it. We don't even know it.
Possibly. Who the hell knows?
Mississippi. All right. Yeah. You guys are part of this.
What? You really are. Say what? All right, here's your question. I feel like you'll get this.
All right.
In the Foreigner song, Hot Blooded, the singer has a fever of what temperature?
Geez. Is it 150?
150. Dear God, man. At that point, the song would be called Help.
You have to be dead.
Ride to the hospital. I'm on fire.
It's 103.
103. You can check it. Hot Blooded. Check it and see. Got a fever of 103. Come on, baby. We can do more than dance. That's a euphemism for having sex, Quentin.
He's hot-blooded.
Even though he's obviously contagious with the fever, he's still trying to have sex, which is ridiculous.
He's got a sex fever.
He got a fever.
All right, your question. What are the first names of Hall and Oates?
Daryl and...
You got the hard one.
Oh, man.
I don't know the other one, honestly.
Daryl
and John.
John just seems easy. Couple white guys. There's a John in there.
I see two white guys, one and then John.
Daryl and John are coming over bringing vanilla ice cream.
They sound like they're showing up with Linda. Exactly right. They bring the chicken salad with the freaking raisins in it. Like, come on, Daryl. Come on, John. Nobody wants your healthy crap.
I brought some caramel sauce.
Here's your question.
I'll take that.
That's the sad thing. I'm like, vanilla ice cream with caramel sounds pretty good.
It is.
Throw in some of those raisins, huh?
On what continent is Mount Vesuvius?
Let's go Asia.
Europe. Mount Vesuvius is the one who wiped out Pompeii, which is in Italy, which is in Europe.
We've been friends for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the United States was the first to arrive when Pompeii blew.
That's correct. We provided aid immediately. All right, here is your question. George H.W. Bush served in what branch of the U.S. military?
Let's go Army.
That was my guess. Navy, yep.
Question five, Quentin.
All right, question number five. What are AC Milan, Ajax, and Real Madrid?
Oh, they're soccer teams.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, man.
If you didn't get that one, Ted was going to knock you out.
I was like, even when I was writing it this morning, I'm like, I hope they get this right because Ted will actually have a conniption fit.
Yeah. If you would like to be a contestant, play Big Dummy 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hi, friend of the show, Tom Green, coming on with the program. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
We got a couple of comments regarding Bela Lugosi. We asked the question, actor Bela Lugosi is famous for portraying what character? And the answer is Dracula. And then we pointed out that the stereotype spooky voice that you hear all the time around Halloween, essentially he created that because he had this accent. The directors are like, look, just do the best you can for people to understand the word you're saying. And so it came out like this. So we kept doing that. And somebody said, Steve's Dracula voice sounds like Sofia Vergara.
I wouldn't care.
I think Sofia Vergara is going to hit on
she
you.
She can sound like Elmo. I am fine.
I have been listening to your radio program for some time.
No problem.
Go to bed with me.
No problem.
You can get through that.
Yeah.
You're sure?
You could give her any voice. You give her Fran Drescher's voice. You could give her any voice.
Jimmy Durante.
Absolutely.
Hello, Miles. I want you to come upstairs and do me right. I am Sofia Vergara.
Mm-hmm.
Hop in the bed with me.
Absolutely.
Man, oh, man.
No problem.
No problem?
No problem.
None.
None.
Okay.
None.
Oh, Miles. Oh, Miles.
The way
you make me feel.
You don't know how many people I've been with that I've tuned out. I'm masterful at that. I can just absolutely shut it out. Yeah. What?
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
Danny, are you playing for Team Sober or not Sober?
I'm Sober.
Sober Danny. I'm talking one N and an I, right?
Two ends, one eye.
You ignorant savage, Miles.
All right, Danny. Men's Room poll. For 5 years, you either have to live with your ex in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan. What are you picking?
I would probably live with my mom.
You live with your parents? Okay.
Yes.
I guess you get along with your mom.
Most of the time.
Then how bad do you think it would be when your 5 years are up, when you can finally move the hell away from your mother, how bad do you think your relationship is at that point?
Well, I didn't know it was 5 years. I thought it was only a year.
Five years. You can change it.
Be not very good. No, I don't know.
See, that tent seems a lot more appealing.
It seems that the moms and women have that relationship where either if it's good or bad, they are dependent on each other, even if it's good or bad.
Mate, if I had to live with my mom for 5 years, one of us would not make it out.
Because somebody's got to talk to somebody about something. It's just more of a, you know what I mean? It's just,
I guess.
Guys just don't say anything.
I don't need to. We don't want to talk.
Well, I could live with my mom. I couldn't live with my dad.
I could live with my dad. I could not live with my mom. For 5 years, we kill each other. It's guaranteed. All right, here is your question. I know it sounds harsh, but she would tell you the same thing. Like, oh, hell no. I'll kill you within 18 months. Like, I know. All right, here is your question. What two state capitals are named for people who were executed? One of the states is called the Old North State. The other state sometimes is called the North Star State.
Who were executed?
Alaska and Montana.
Did you get one right?
No. One is on the East Coast.
Was Christopher Columbus executed?
No. You have, what is it? Raleigh, North Carolina.
All right.
And this one speaks for itself. St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul.
So I'm not sure which Raleigh went down, but I think St. Paul was the guy that was executed.
Oh, it was probably Sir Walter Raleigh.
You know what? You're probably right.
Yeah.
There you go. We learned something new. All right, here's your question. Jumpman.
Jumpman.
Was the original name for which Nintendo character?
Mario.
Okay, Danny.
Nice job.
Very good.
It's the Jumpman.
Yeah, I'm the Jumpman. My real name's Mario.
Game speaks up 844-999. Hola.
Hello, Pear. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Your name is Pear?
Pear. P-E-R.
P-E-R.
Yep.
Are you sober or not sober?
I'm working, so I'm sober.
All right, Pear. What do people call you most of the time when they see it? Purr?
Yeah.
Okay. I just figured because it looks like purr.
I mean, it says purr.
Right.
Anytime you write the word purr, you spell it the same.
And you go, no, it's Pear.
It's Pear.
And you go, well, that guy, there's only one of you.
You're not wrong when you say purr, but pronounce Pear.
Okay. Right. Men's room poll there, Purr. For 5 years, you live either with your ex in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan. What are you going to pick?
I'm going to Norway with my dad.
You're going to move in with your dad?
Oh, hell, I'm going with you.
All right.
All right.
See a fine young brother walking through the streets of Norway.
Has anyone ever told you to grow a pair?
That's actually not. That's the first one, actually.
Okay.
Oh, mine was the first. All right, man.
Yeah.
Because usually with name jokes, they say I've heard it a million times. Score one for Miles.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Grow a pair. Grow a purr.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me a minute. Come on, man.
I was like, wait a minute. Are we talking to Pear?
Yeah, grow a pair. Hey, Miles, people are not challenging you. They want to know Sofia Vergara with Seth Rogen's voice.
Sure.
Okay.
I told you, I'm the master of turning out people who have nothing to say.
Miles, you're funny. I'm Sofia Vergara.
I can close my ears like my eyes.
I'm with Mr. Montgomery on this one.
Seth Rogen.
I'm fine.
It's his voice.
I don't care.
You never want to make her laugh.
I mean, I'm not dating her, right? I'm just having sex with her.
One night with me.
Yes.
Sophia Vergara.
Yeah. You could breathe fire.
Oh, I'm down with that.
You know?
We could put that to use.
You could stab me. It'd be fine. I'd fight through and go to the hospital after.
Hey. All right, here's your question. What nursery rhyme character was warned that the cow was in the corn?
What the hell are we teaching kids?
I don't even know what. I don't think I've heard that one.
See, I don't think I have either.
You have heard of this before. It's like, what was the one we did earlier?
The Farmer and the Dell.
The Farmer and the Dell, right? Everyone can sing the first two lines because it's the same one. And then we realized that none of us knew the rest of it. But at some point, we probably did. In this case, the nursery character that was warned about the cow being in the corn is Little Boy Blue. Miles, insert your joke. So we've all heard of Little Boy Blue. I couldn't tell you what the hell it was about. So he was
he blue?
Either that or he needed the money.
Look out.
All right, here is your question. The curse of the Bambino was a popular superstition in what sport?
A Bambino?
Yes.
Baseball?
What'd you say?
Baseball?
Yep, there you go. Nice job, Bear. Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Miles, I'm sorry. People would like to know, could you sleep with Sofia Vergara if her voice was a Vincent Price?
Yes.
Remember me from the House of Wax.
Yes.
And then
if she put a handful of Crisco in her mouth, I'd still kiss her.
Okay, no wait.
It's a family show, Liberace.
Two more challenges for it. Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
All right, and finally, now this one, I don't think you can be as quick to say yes. And I like what they're thinking here. They say, listen, she generally has your mom's voice when she talks to you, but it turns into your dad's voice when, you know, she gets excited.
I guess.
Miles, yes. Climb in the bed.
Yes.
All right, what about his voice?
Yes.
They had Thrill's voice.
HIV.
No way.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't matter.
But now she has my voice.
How bad do you want to get on
hey,
this?
Hey, Miles, I'm Sofia Vergara. Come on, play. Hop.
Yes.
Hop in bed.
She Michael Douglas is me. Yes. You name it. Worst case scenario. Yes. Herpes Simplex 100. Yes.
With my voice.
Right.
Miles, before I sleep with you, you should know I have herpes.
Anything.
Climb in bed,
yes.
Sexy boy.
No problem.
Who's number two behind Sofia Vergara on your list?
I don't really think that she's even number one. I'm just saying yes.
She's not even the top 10.
Yes. Kidding me?
All right, it's a group thing, but they all have my voice, Thrill's voice, and Mike's voice.
Yes!
Come on, Miles, climb in the bed.
Miles, get in here.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're so
Miles,
sexy.
Are you enjoying this?
I would say horrible things, but yes.
Keep talking. I like it when you're dirty, Miles. I'm Sofia Vergara.
Oh, my
Look
God.
Look me in the eye and
easy.
Listen to my voice,
this is
Miles.
Easy.
Don't think about your coworkers.
Miles, you've taken me to a place of ecstasy.
You're amazing, my friend.
I knew it.
Amazing.
I knew it.
Hola, bitch, hola, you're amazing.
Down the hole.
Down the hole. I
do. Down the hole. Then you can't talk.
Hello, Caleb. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
How about Caleb's voice?
Caleb, I don't know, man. He might be the one. Hey, Caleb, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Caleb. Welcome to the program.
Oh, no, your voice is fine.
Hey, Caleb, men's room poll. For 5 years, you got to pick one to live with. Will it be your ex in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan?
Oh, parents, hands down.
So you like your parents?
Yeah.
How old were you when you moved out there, Caleb?
I'm still living with them right now.
You're still living with your parents?
Oh, this is easy.
Yeah. All right, well, how old are you?
I'm 18.
Okay. Oh, hell, man. You're right in the window. It's time to get out of there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, once I left, like, I'm just not coming back.
You don't even
My
understand.
Parents are like, you're not invited. This isn't hard.
Even if you just moved out to the backyard in a tent, it'd be better.
Just in the backyard.
Yeah.
All right. What question do we have for you? Here is your question, multiple choice. Who was the model for the original NBA logo? Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, or Chuck Taylor?
Jerry West.
You are correct.
Tell your parents you're smart.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Oh, who do we want to talk to? Hello, Cam. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Hola. Cam, sober, not sober.
I'm eating the first beer after crappy work.
So you have had a beer in your Cam, so you're not sober.
Yeah.
All right, Cam, you're not playing very well this year, but anyway. Men's room poll, for 5 years, you live either with your ex in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan.
That'll be a tent, for sure.
Living in a tent.
My tent city is growing.
We have had no votes for Flint, Michigan, or your ex. However, if you would like to vote, just follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and get to voting on the poll.
I mean,
that is kind of funny.
It says a lot.
No.
I feel worse for Flint, Michigan.
I do, too.
100%.
Because like, people live there.
Right. Your ex, we understand.
Most people don't live with their ex.
I mean, Flint is a city. There are functioning things. Like, yeah, I live in a tent. It's cool, man. You know, given the choice.
The exes in Flint get a little love on Twitter.
How little is the love?
So Flint only has 7%, but with your ex comes in at 23%, in a tent, 21%, and back with your parents, 49%.
Okay.
Are these stats recent?
Yeah.
Here's
the question. I'd be killing my dad.
You'd be what?
I'd be killing my dad.
Yeah, I wouldn't take any time. All right, here is your question. On the TV show, what was Fred Savage's character on The Wonder Years? What was his name?
No, I can't even think of it.
Winnie
was the actress, but his name was
I guess I'm trying to
Kevin Arnold.
Now let me ask you something. Now you liked his character on the show, right?
Oh yeah.
But he has two first names, Ted. Right. I thought about you when I was writing this morning. Like, wait a minute. I think Ted was a fan. I mean, like the show, but I mean the character itself. Kevin Arnold. But you have a strict policy of not trusting people
with two
first names. So it's like you like him, but don't trust him.
Correct.
Okay.
I enjoyed the character. He's not invited to my home.
Right, exactly. Kevin Arnold. Yeah.
Kevin Arnold.
All right, here is your question. What famous work did Michelangelo begin in 1508 and complete in 1512?
The Sistine Chapel.
All right.
You got it.
Sistine Chapel it is.
Say it like Shannon Sharp would say 16.
Mm. Yeah, Sistine Chapel.
Game is a big dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy.
Hola. Chris, are you sober or not sober there today?
Sober,
Chris. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, Chris, in honor of that family that was found living for 9 years in isolation, we're not going to give you that much time. Only 5 years for you, but you got to live in one of these places for 5 years. Will it be with your ex, in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan?
Well, I've never had an ex. I've lived with my parents a couple times already. Didn't like that. Michigan, I've actually never been to, so I'm going to try Michigan.
You're going to go Flint, Michigan. All right.
Wait. We're not talking about Michigan. We're talking about Flint, Michigan. Like, Flint is in Michigan. Michigan's a fine state. Mm-hmm. If you ignore Flint.
Is it anything like Detroit?
No, it's worse.
It's worse. Take the worst parts of Detroit. And then a little bit worse, and that's Flint. Chris, I'm not even kidding.
Chris, you can't bathe with the water. You can't even bathe in it. You can't take a shower with the water there.
All right, I'm changing the tent.
All right, I figured you would.
I mean, we're not kidding about Flint.
I mean, we got to give you the truth on it.
We're not even trying to disparage Flint. We're saying this is the reality of Flint, Michigan. It is that bad. And Gary, Indiana, don't think we didn't forget about you.
Yeah, at least they can drink the water.
That's true.
I mean, maybe.
All right, here's your question. Who was the first man to return safely from space?
I can't remember the Russian guy's name.
He is, in fact, I think he just died recently. I think.
Yuri Gorgovich?
I think he got it.
I got it.
I mean, even if you gargle close to the name,
it's Yuri Gagarin.
But I figure you're close.
Yuri Gagarin.
Game is Yuri Gagarin. Big dummy 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris, part two.
Big
Ola! All right, Chris, part two. Are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Chris, welcome to the show. Okay, Chris, for 5 years, you have to live either with your ex in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan. What are you picking?
In a tent.
You're going to the tent. A lot of guys are just saying, you know what, the hell with it.
I really thought I'd be alone in that pit.
I'm going to live in a tent.
What did you pick? What do you think about it?
I'm living in a tent. Easy. Easy. This is easy.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. What is the largest Scandinavian country?
The large Scandinavian country.
That is correct.
Norway.
Iceland?
Sweden. Well, the weather forecast is always cloudy with a chance of meatballs. That one ain't that funny, man. I just had to say.
Chris liked it. Let him like
tribute
it.
To my children.
I mean, let him like the joke.
That's all it was. I haven't even seen the movie. They watched it. I got up and left. I'm so terrible with it.
Which movie?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
That's a real movie?
That's the name.
I thought you were just making a joke about Swedish meatballs.
No, well, kind of, yes. I was gluing them together. That's the actual title, yes. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I'm sure it's a fine movie. It's just when I heard the title and heard that's what they're watching, I did other things.
Also sounds like it could be slang from a guy from Jersey.
Oh, it's going to be cloudy with a chance of meatballs. It means I'm coming over to fight. My fist to the meatballs.
So you should come over.
All right, here's your question. What famous song was originally called Defense of Fort McHenry?
No clue.
Star Spangled Banner, right?
Star Spangled Banner, that is correct.
You know why I know that? Because I'm an American.
On that note, the Star Spangled Banner was written during which war? When they were defending Fort McHenry. According to some people, it's when the Canadians traveled south of the border to light the White House on fire. That is factually incorrect, but some people will tell you that.
The English did.
Yeah, the English did. We know that. They teach that in school if you go.
No clue.
1812.
War of 1812.
And went down Route 1.
Yes, it was.
Seriously?
No, I know it did. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Route 1, though.
Yes, it was. They stopped at a Sheets.
We're going to go down Route 1. The GPS says...
Right past the Wawa, we'll make a left.
There wasn't asphalt, but it might have been Route 1 already.
All right. Here is your question. What part of a wine bottle is the punt. The punt, like a football. If you're looking at the punt of a wine bottle.
The bottom.
I get it. Like that right. Indentation
exactly.
At the bottom?
The indentation at the bottom, yes. Okay.
Why is that there?
You know what? Honest to God, I don't know.
Is that hold so up. Sediment doesn't lay flat?
So you can Mike Hawk is doing charades, so you can hold it by the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
For
like
real?
A sommelier?
Okay.
And pour it all fancy?
Oh, my goodness.
Why
gracious.
Do you know that? You're the most basic food person I know, Mike.
Well, is that how your Chardonnay is?
Mike is
that's
saying,
how
that's
they
how
pour it at the Olive Garden for you. All
right.
Exactly. Because they treat you like family.
They do.
More Big Dummy coming up if you'd like to be a contestant. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Comedian Tom Green is joining us in moments on the program. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Steve. Dummy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Steve, what team are you playing for today?
Team Sober, just
all right. Steve, welcome to the show. All right, our men's room poll. For 5 years, you have to live with your ex, in a tent, back with your parents, or Flint, Michigan.
Do I get to pick which ex?
Nope.
No, it's got to be. We already had this. Yeah. It can't be the one that you like and you're still friendly with. It's got to be like the one you call the ex.
Right, the first one you thought of when we said the ex.
I tried this route before the show.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I'm going to have to go with my parents because my wife probably would be like, oh, you're going to move back in with your parents anyway, so.
Okay. You know what? I like your thinking. I did the same exact thing.
And literally. I like your wife's encouragement.
So. She doesn't want you moving in with the ex either.
I agree.
Oh, she's right there.
Maybe she does.
That's why you didn't say ex.
Go ahead, move back in. I don't
wait,
care.
Wait, did you honestly ask us, can I pick the ex and your wife is sitting next to you? My God, man.
Was she easier to live with than your current?
That says it all.
Yeah,
the pause says it.
Someone's sleeping on the couch tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to be sleeping in that tent tonight,
and
bro.
His name rhymes with peeve.
That's one of those, probably one of them with a quick no there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must be new to this. All right. Here is your question. Was it Frank Zappa, Paul McCartney, or Lou Reed? Who first signed Alice Cooper to a record deal?
Frank Zappa.
Paul McCartney or Lou Reed. Believe it or not, one of them actually signed Alice Cooper to his first record deal.
Well, the only guy I know at all of them is Alice Cooper and Zappa.
Zappa.
Yeah. Good. Believe it or not, Frank Zappa. And you didn't even know that. And you're sleeping in the backyard tonight in a tent. Damn.
One and done.
He's going to regret calling now.
And then we'll have sex in a week. Our game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
That might be a pickup for him. We don't know. Hello, Creepy Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Jeremy, you sober or not sober?
Sober, sir.
All right, welcome to the show. Jeremy, have you put any thought into our men's room poll? Where do you want to live for 5 years?
This is actually pretty ridiculous. I once lived in a tent in the backyard of my ex-girlfriend's house.
Why? What? Wait, she was your ex at the time?
So I was living with them after, and she moved out. Like, we broke up. I was still close to their family living there. Started dating another girl. She didn't want me actually staying in their house. So the other crazy girlfriend made me move out in the back in a tent.
So wait, so you are living in the backyard of your ex's girlfriend's house. Your ex, understandably, now that you are dating someone else, does not particularly want you having sex with this new person in her parents' house, which is fair. And her parents were cool with you staying in a tent in her backyard having sex with a different girl.
Well, no, the different girl didn't want me staying in my ex's house.
Oh.
If you're going to live in their property, you can't be in that house. You have to live in the backyard.
But, I mean, it's not like that stopped you from interacting with the parents.
You know what, Ted? That sounds like a crazy person might actually say that theory, so, yeah.
Jeremy, I know you. How the hell did you become such a Casanova? I never would have guessed that. No.
I would rather be with you in a tent in someone else's yard than in a house.
All right, so, Jeremy, with all that said, what are you doing? What are you picking there? Your ex in a tent?
I've done the tent before, so I can do it.
That's going in a tent. Most guys have picked going into a tent.
Welcome to Tent City. Didn't know it'd be such a sausage party, but here we are.
Dude, hell of a life in a tent.
All right.
Roast them up, boys.
Here is your question.
That was an insult, Miles. I appreciate it.
I just didn't know you were such a ladies' man. I mean, I'm sorry. You didn't strike me as that.
Look, either you're sleeping with crackheads or you're a Casanova when a woman, hey, I hope you can live in a tent.
And she doesn't
then
mind
I'll
coming
come
over.
And visit you.
Oh, you mean that your ex lives in that house and we're sleeping out here and that's fine? I mean, that takes skill.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, around the office.
That slam that flap?
You got to keep in mind, Jeremy's known around his office as the guy with the great beard that has a puppy.
And you know what? You're right, dude. That's all you need. And you know it. You son of a bitch. You know what
about,
you're doing.
Recruiting a puppy then, Ted?
I have.
You know what I mean? To just kind of get the whole package?
Hang on the line there for us, Jeremy.
I'm just not responsible enough, Miles.
Okay. Well, I don't mind. I'm right there with it.
Ted, is your puppy dead?
How about a cat?
Yeah.
Maybe a cat.
Well, I don't want to be creepy.
More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999 Ola in seconds here.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.